nobody's dirty business. I think it's mighty fine for a fella to tend to his own business and not bother about the other fella's business. Fine. How my baby treats me, nobody's business but mine. It's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me, nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, did you get that letter? If you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. It's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but my own. Sometime my baby get boozy, then again she tries to ruin it. Nobody's business but mine. It's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but my own. Some of these morning might wake up booty alive to grab my gun. Wanna kill Susan, nobody's business but mine. It's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but my own. Say, baby, did you get that letter? If you take me back, I'll treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. It's nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but my own.
Mississippi John Hurt, recorded live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival August 29th, 1964. And you're tuned in to the Andy Kimball Show wherever you might be in the world, whatever platform you're listening to. This is Andy Kimball, host of your show. We're going to play folk, blues, bluegrass, Cajun, Celtic, singer-songwriter, old-time, contemporary, and everything in between. And these next few shows are dedicated more or less a tribute to the 60-year history of the Philadelphia Folk Festival, which has been put on hold, hopefully temporarily, but a lot of us think indefinitely. And Normally, right now, that's where yours truly, Andy Kimball, would be, and where I've been for the last 30 plus some odd years on this weekend, either performing or camping with friends and performing in the campgrounds. 30 some odd years, Philadelphia Folk Festival, but the festival itself was over 60 years old. So we're going to be playing some tracks from the history of the Philadelphia Folk Festival, digging out some archives. We've got some tunes from the festival that were submitted by friends, and we'll be integrating them onto this show and some upcoming shows as well. But in the meantime, we're going to hear from a friend of mine by the name of Kevin Michaels with his song Down Home Georgia, which went to number one 3 weeks in country hits, I guess about a year ago. Great tune. Kevin Michaels, Down Home Georgia, here on The Andy Kimball Show.
City life is hard for a guitar-picking man. Yeah, I'll be on my way, all I'm going down home to Georgia to drink some moonshine whiskey and to join a country band. Yes, I'll be on my way, all I'm going down home to Georgia. Right back in the city's laying heavy on my mind. You know I'm on my way, all I'm going down home to Georgia for some real Muscadine wine. Well, I thought in the backwoods is the kind of life for me. Living clean and finding good in everything you see. Singing songs and carrying on with no complaint or noise. Or busting up a bar room with them other good old boys. Johnny was lovers, oh, how they could love. They sworn to be true to each other, true as the skies above. It was her man, well, she's doing her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner to get her a stein of beer. She asked the big old fat bartender, have my love and Johnny been here? He was my man, but he's doing me wrong. He said, I ain't gonna tell you no story, and I ain't gonna tell you no lie. He was here about an hour ago with that gal he called Nellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie went down to the hotel. She didn't go down there for fun. Under her long red kimono, she carried a 44 gun, looking for the man that had done her wrong. Johnny pulled off his Stetson hat, hollered, "Now, baby, don't shoot." Frankie pressed her finger on the trigger, and that gun went rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr wrong. This is the end of my story. This is the end of my song. Frank is down in the county jail, poor thing down there all alone. She killed her man, 'cause he done her wrong.
There's something so special about the classic blues artists and the classic blues tunes that they played. That was Big Bourbonzi here on the Andy Kimball Show playing Frankie and Johnny. And prior to Frankie and Johnny, we heard a good friend of mine, Kevin Michaels, with his song Down Home Georgia. As indicated earlier, it went number one country for 3 weeks. And so proud and pleased to be able to say that, and a great, great tune that Kevin put together. Recorded at the Ocean Way Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, with Nashville's A-list of session musicians, and that was made evident by the quality of that recording. Great job, Kevin. We're going to move right along here with some more music from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Let's hear, how about a couple of songs from my favorite country artist, Emmylou Harris, recorded live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, August 23rd, 1997. Emmylou Harris.
Traveling through this world of woe, yet there's no sickness nor danger in the bright world to which I go. Over. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a year of many casualties, at least for friends of mine in the music business. We lost a great American singer, songwriter, and poet in Townes Van Zandt. I'd like to do one of his songs for you. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep your friend clean. Now you wear skin like iron, your breath's as hot as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dream.
Emmylou Harris. a couple songs from her 1997 performance at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. I had the pleasure of being at that performance. Of course, very memorable one indeed. One of so many memorable performances at that great folk gathering in Shwanksville, Pennsylvania. 60-year history. And there'll be maybe it'll come back. Maybe it will. And I performed there, of course, several times over the years. And when I wasn't performing, I was in the campsite jamming with friends all night long. Seen many sunrises there at the Philadelphia Folk Festival through the years. Let's continue on with a clip from the 2004 Philadelphia Folk Festival. Mr. John Prine here on the Andy Kimball Show.
We are just about ready here. 43rd Philadelphia Folk Festival. And, you know, there's lots of magic that happens at this festival. And here's a guy who supplied magic here on many an occasion over the years. And we're so nice to have him back at the Old Pool Farm. So let's give him all we can for a welcome. John Prine.
Build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Sing her a song all night long, telling me what to do. Throw up your seat, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Young and hungry, and about to leave that place. When just as I was leaving, I wish she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, I know, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up a TV, threw away our paper, went to the country, built us a home. We had a lot of children, we fed them on peaches, they all found Jesus on their own, every one of them.
Just me and John, yeah.
Wild Digest ain't Reader's Digest. In the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. I went to the bank this morning. The cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said and stuck them stickers all over my car and went on my wife's forehead. But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. I got my window shields to fill with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gate said to me. I wrote this song about 35 years ago. And I sang it for a long time, and then I had it stuffed, and I hung it up above my mantle. It had been real good to me and everything, you know, but I think it had outlived its usefulness then. Every once in a while, I put some Lemon Pledge on it and just dust it off a little bit. But within the last year or so, I got a letter from the President of the United States asking for this song. It seems he got nostalgic for his draft dodging days. But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. It still won't.
We just heard a couple of tunes from the 2004 Philadelphia Folk Festival. Mr. John Prine. We're going to be playing that entire set of John Prine's on a future show. Stay tuned for that. We'll be doing a John Prine tribute show and featuring that entire set from the 2004 Philadelphia Folk Festival. Okay, we're going to take a little break from live Philadelphia Folk Festival performances with this, speaking of performances, this great performance by a very talented, quite amazing, actually, guitar player, singer, songwriter, Rory Block, with her interpretation of the song Statesboro Blues by Blind Willie McTell.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, darling, now. Turn your lamp down low. And wake up, daddy, turn your lamp down low. You got enough to drive a girl going from your door. Mama, daddy left me reckless. Daddy, daddy left me wild, 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 wild. Mama, daddy left me reckless. Mama, daddy left me wild, wild, wild. No, I'm not good looking, but I'm some sweet man's angel child. He a mighty mean man, treat me this way. He a mighty mean man, treat me this way. When I leave this time, pretty daddy gonna wait to stay. Lord, I once loved a man better than I'd ever seen. Said I was the man better than I'd ever seen. Acting like he was a king and I was a doggone queen. Sister, tell your brother. Brother, tell your auntie. Auntie, tell your uncle. Couldn't tell my friend. I'm going up the country. Daddy, don't you want to go? Well, I may take you and I may take one or two more. Big Gator left Savannah, Lord, it did not stop. You ought to see the fireman when he got the ball of hollow. Reach in the corner, daddy, hand me my driving shoes. You know by that I got them Statesboro blues. Oh, sister got 'em, daddy got 'em, brother got 'em, friend got 'em. Oh, I got 'em, Lord, woke up this morning, had them Statesboro blues. Looking over in the corner, Grandma and Pa had them too.
Buckwheat Zydeco. Hey, good looking. I had the pleasure of being the opening act for Buckwheat Zydeco on several occasions. I'm trying to think, that was back in the 1990s. What a good experience that was. Great, great band. And sadly missed. Buckwheat Zydeco. Taking a little break from our live performances from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Excuse me, Philadelphia. Spit it out, Indy. Philadelphia Folk Festival. And we will be getting back to that perhaps right after this tune by the Charlie Daniels Band, recorded live, special July 4th concert, 2005. Orange Blossom Special. We'll be right back.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's late September, and I really should be back at my school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from my home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
Steal my daddy's cue.
Rod Stewart with a very special live performance of Maggie May, along with Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones on acoustic guitar. It's an unplugged performance. Of course, Ronnie Wood played with Rod Stewart in Faces for quite a while before joining the Rolling Stones. And that was preceded by Charlie Daniels' band, Orange Blossom Special. And we're going to get back to our special tribute here, speaking of special, the Philadelphia Folk Festival, with a performance by Richard Thompson from the 2002 festival. That'll about wrap up this show, the Andy Kimball Show here in our special Philadelphia Folk Festival. And, we also heard from Charlie Daniels and Rory Block and Terrence Simeon and Charlie Daniels, Mississippi John Hurt.
Yay!
Our live audience here is liking that one. And, yes, you, by the way, contact the show. I should give you this address. It's the, you gotta spell it the, T-H-E, the Andy Kimball Show at gmail.com. Comments, suggestions, questions. If you are an emerging singer-songwriter or know of one and you'd like us to perhaps integrate some of your tunes on our show, we'd be glad to do that. Email us your MP3 files. Send us shows you have upcoming, any gigs, your social media so we can talk about you, and also include a telephone number. We might want to do a live telephone interview with you and play your songs as well. So, again, that email address is theandykimballshow@gmail.com. The Andy Kimball Show, it's all about the music. Let's hear from Richard Thompson, Philadelphia Folk Festival 2002.
One of the rainiest festivals we ever had. He's been here a couple of times before. He appears on our 40th anniversary compilation, and what a way. You know, this is the perfect man to end a festival like this, and we're so happy to have Richard Thompson with us here at the Philadelphia Folk Festival.
share. Make of me what you must, and I shall bend. What you need, I cannot tell, but I shall sweep the dust and patch and mend. But if you're happy, spoken, sight unseen, long you born to be your lover, word unspoken, sight unseen, word unspoken, sight unseen. Unspoken, sight unseen.
Thank you. Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. Now a girl could feel special on any such line. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, there's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I down my dime, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Come down, Red Molly. good Sergeant McRae, for that taking young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Valor sets, Rogers and Triumphs won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Well, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me high. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Richard Thompson, 2002 Philadelphia Folk Festival, introduced by Folk Festival co-founder and MC of the main stage for just so many years, Mr. Gene Shea. That'll about wrap it up for this particular show, The Andy Kimmel Show. It's been a pleasure doing this. I hope you're enjoying the music. We'll see you next time. We'll continue our tribute to the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Also, we have another folk festival coming up on Labor Day weekend in Washington, in Richland, Washington, where I'll be performing along with many other artists at the Tumbleweed Music Festival. We'll be talking about that festival as well coming up on a future show very soon, actually. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show, and we'll see you again soon, I hope. And you know, pass the word around, let people know you're listening to The Andy Kimmel Show. We do appreciate it. We'll look forward to checking in again soon. Take care, folks. All the very best.